So now we're going to go to public comment. I would appreciate somebody facilitating a sign-up sheet down there. Oh, thank you, Mitch. Okay, great. And a public comment. It is now 12:30. We have to be out of the room in an hour and a half. Break those three women up. They're giggling.
Air.
Maybe if we open the doors.
Yeah, open the doors up. That will help.
The problem is opening the doors.
Yes, there's stuff in here. Oh, God.
How many people is it? Oh, so we have 13 people, so 2 minutes apiece.
Is that true, or that's for sure?
Can we do 2 minutes apiece?
2 minutes apiece, and because people tend to run over.
Yeah, we're all because we got a little person.
Okay, 2 minutes apiece.
We're missing 19.
Huh?
Nope.
Please, I'm sorry. Mitch Cohn, followed by Tibby Brooks, followed by Alonzo Brown, and Lizette King.
Thank you. I'm speaking only for myself here as an individual, not as the chair of the LSB, nor even necessarily for the other plaintiffs in the elections lawsuit. There's a cover-up underway of what occurred during the last election for the LSBs throughout the network to scapegoat one employee for the 2007 elections debacle. This is not an insignificant matter because the local delegates elect the national board, which in turn oversees and rules on the station's budgets, the widespread layoffs now underway, and national management personnel, including the CFO, the executive director, and the chief legal counsel. It was the poor management by the prior PNB that allowed Pacifica's chief financial officer, Lonnie Hicks, and his former interim executive director and chief counsel, Dan Siegel, to collaborate with the Justice and Unity faction, which until
gonna,
a few months
I'm gonna
ago...
I'm going to call you. I don't do this in public session. I do not want you to disparage or accuse people of... I would ask that you not do that.
Okay, and to pass one fantasy budget after another while making one self-serving legal decision after another as a political ploy to protect that faction and those practices. This had the effect of building up WBAI's huge debt, a practice opposed by at the time by the independent members of the local station board. The practices and actions of this so-called faction, in collaboration with the Pacifica management officials I mentioned, have now led to substantial layoffs throughout the network over the warnings and opposition to those practices by independent members of the LSB. To take all this out on workers without forcing management throughout the network, and especially at WBAI, to take at least similar cuts is reprehensible. To attempt to maintain the majority, the previous majority at WBAI, Pacifica's former interim executive director attempted to manipulate the WBAI delegate election. I and others will submit a bill of particulars concerning this role to the PNB committees established to negotiate an end to our lawsuit at BAI. That committee needs to be authorized to examine the conduct of Pacifica officials during the 2007 election, and to rule on the complaints filed in the course of the BII election that are still outstanding.
Thank you.
The same committee plus the
Mitchell,
chair.
Mitchell, you don't control the timing here. You are at time.
Okay. The LSB meeting.
Yeah, it's
Thank
2 minutes.
You.
We had previously 3 minutes, right?
Mitchell, we're just you under just the clock now. Here, so
right,
today
well,
is
I'll
2 minutes.
I'll pass out.
Really?
Okay. I will pass out the comments so people can see the last paragraph.
Please do so. Thank
which
you.
Which asks for a committee to be authorized.
We got it. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you very much. The next up is Tibby Brooks. We're under a two-minute time constraint. Okay? Tibby, go ahead. And could somebody assist her with the mic again, please?
If you teach me how to fish and I'd be okay. I'm Tibby Brooks, WBAI, and actually I'm also on the Archives Task Force, And we very much miss Don White. I'm also attached to Don White from other movements. I've been arrested with him, and he was an enormous asset to the Archives Task Force, as well as making everything so much more fun, even when we were despairing of what's going to happen to those archives. And as far as the elections are concerned at BAI for the LSB, well, I think the candidates who were known to the members for, you know, caring about what's going on got elected. You can dispute it.
Thank you, Tibby. Alonzo Brown, followed by Lizette King, followed by Gail Dixon.
I was one of the listeners who was listening yesterday. I mentioned them. I changed what I was going to say. I was told Rob that I was going to speak on my problems with fiscal year accounting systems, agricultural accounting systems, and they are anachronisms in the industrial age. I saw Amy Goodman in New York in June. She was attending the Buckminster Fuller Challenge Awards, and I was there also. And after listening to you all yesterday and remembering my contact with Amy, I put the two together, and my proposal is that Pacifica join the new 2009 challenge, the Buckminster Fuller Challenge, for two reasons. One, there's a $100,000 prize, and it's also a beautiful sculpture. But two, in attempting to fulfill the requirements of that award, it will cause us to create the kind of programming that is going to stimulate audience attention. When I ran for the board here a couple of years ago, one of the things I said was, humanity has won, but nobody knows it. And that's still the case. If we take advantage of the technology that we have, Buckminster Fuller discovered that there are 4 billion billionaires on this planet, but we're not taking advantage of it. I passed this out. This is like the lotto for every human being, especially in the bottom right-hand corner. It shows how we are already economically successful. We just have to import our solar gifts to the planet, and that's going to turn on our audience. Thanks.
Next is Alonzo Brown. Lizette King.
Hi. Good afternoon. I am very sorry. Well, first of all, I thank you very much for allowing us to hear what you had to say about the budget. And the one thing it has done is to make me as a listener be aware of what's happening. I will not now rely on information through our PNB members that is not always accurate. Because I was told before we were not at the brink of insolvency, but it doesn't take a fool to see that we are. Okay. I also want to demand from the PNB answer to my email that I sent this morning. There are lots of problems that you need to deal with. There are serious issues. And I also want you to deal with the issue of who, first of all, do we as a network see as a public official, and I want a statement from this body, if not today, very soon, whether PFW does have a public official on the board. The other thing is, you have not asked the question, why is it WPFW has 4 male reps on the board? Hello? The other thing is, yet another one, I'm sad to hear that, yet again, another ED is leaving. But hear what? I am sure you're going to put one or two persons in that position who I can say is the root cause of a lot of the problems here, the CFO and the legal counsel. And I'll try not to call names because the chair might rule me out of order. But this is what you get. This is what you get when you sit here and just pass and abstain. And I do not want to see any of you passing or abstaining on the issue of whether we have a public official and whether we should have a mixture of men and women. And you know that thing, I'm really getting tired of it. You need to hear us more. Thank you.
Gail Dixon is next.
I, too, again, am from the LSB here in Washington. And I have questions along the same lines as Ms. King, but probably coming from a slightly different perspective. I would also like to urge the PNB. Number one, it was a burst of sunlight to be able to hear a lot of what's going on. As opposed to sitting and waiting, even though we did a lot of that this weekend. Having been on boards, especially the school board here in D.C., where light has been forced to be shed, does make a difference with the community that we keep saying we're about, but we don't seem to respect all the time. I'm also really concerned that the PNB has not, I don't think through the years, really worked to raise funds for the entire network. You know, you can't keep forcing folk to raise money and then take. It's called give and take. And I can only think that there are just mounds of ideas. Creativity is the password that can come out of this PNB along with the stations to get us out of the situation that we're in. I'm hoping that we begin to see and hear and collaborate to solve this financial problem. Because again, I don't want dead air on any of these stations anywhere across this country. And that is what will happen if we don't get past the pettiness, whether it's coming from the community, the LSB, or the PNB. This is not about any one person. It's about the whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Vajra. Kilgour.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Vajra Kilgour. I'm a staff representative on WBAI Local Station Board. I want to clarify something that I said yesterday because it's been pointed out to me that it's subject to misinterpretation. When I said that if Bernard White were fired, you could probably expect to have a great drop-off in contributions to the station, that was not a threat. That was a prediction based upon what I see and hear in the pledge room at various events outside the station and based on history. And when I say it would be out of control because nobody would be leading it. I would not be leading it. Not a single person I know who works at that station or is on the board at present would be leading such a thing. And therefore, there would be no way to control it. We'd be pleading with people, you know, please, please keep giving to the station until we can sort this out. But it's not a good move. I don't recommend it. You see these gray hairs? I did not come down with yesterday's rain. I've seen a bit of life. You know, when I say something is not recommendable, it's based on experience. The other thing I just want to point out briefly is that the previous budgets at WBI were based on you know, sincere good faith attempts to keep people in employment, and that it just seems to me like a kind of 180-degree turn on the truth to say that it's the fault of the people who made budgets that the purpose of which was to keep people employed when if only they had made more stringent budgets then, people could have been laid off earlier is basically the reality. So I don't think that it's, you know, I think we need to not do 180-degree turns on things and that we need to keep our, you know, our minds clear and investigate stuff. Oh, and with regard to the elections, I would welcome any kind of very deep investigation of those elections. Please. Anything anybody wants to do, I think they should get to the bottom of absolutely everything that went down.
Yep. Thank
if
you.
That's going to happen.
Thank you. Bob Lederer followed by Ray De La Forest. Ray LaForest. I've just added a more to your name.
Ray LaForest.
Hi. I'm currently the chair pro tem of the PNB Elections Committee, and I'm not here to give an official report, and I know there wasn't time today, but I just wanted to real quickly highlight a couple of things we've been working on because we're united in determination to help this board avoid the debacle that happened last year and to cut costs that are have been out of control. So just very briefly, we have several working groups that have been working quite hard. One is on cutting election costs, and we've already, this group has come up with about 15 ideas as to how to cut the costs, both in the materials used, the personnel, and in other respects. A group has drafted a request for proposals to outside organizations to see if that might be a more sensible way to handle the elections through a contractor rather than through hiring individuals, and you know, looking carefully at how to ensure that all the bases are covered, all the needs are met. A group looking at cleaning up the listener membership list to avoid all the anomalies that played a role in people not getting their ballots and all the disputes after that. And a group looking at the definition and administration of unpaid staff lists and how to strengthen that. Then I just wanted to add, as myself as an individual, I'm going to be urging the committee to look into the question of the bylaws amendment that was proposed last year and came close to passing but didn't, which would dramatically cut costs for the network, and that's to extend the terms of LSB members from 3 to 4 years so that elections are only held 2 out of every 4 years instead of 2 out of every 3 years. These elections are really draining us and creating a lot of animosity that is not helpful. And finally, a proposal to take private financing out of the mailings to membership lists in support of one slate or another, which have really corrupted our process and are really the opposite of what we stand for. Thank you.
The next speaker is Ray. I just want the PMB members. It's going to go from De La Forest to De Forest.
La Forest.
La Forest.
Yeah, I'll make 2 points that are not controversial, I suspect. The first one is a simple correction, and I was referring to something that ID said, talking about healthcare, universal healthcare, and the position of unions. I'm here to tell you that I work for the second largest union in this country, AFSCME, and we are supporting universal health care 100%. The other issue has to do about a very important part of our mission, which is inclusion. Inclusion not only of the different segments of our society, but inclusion of the community in our work. And one of the most dynamic and fastest growing elements of that society is the Latino community. And I dare to say that I suspect there's not one member of this board, and I'm not being critical, I'm just observing the reality, who would self-define as a Latino slash...
Excuse me.
Well, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Latino.
In an effective way, I guess. Well, okay. No assumption then. Okay. Slash Chicano. And
okay, okay.
And I'm just saying that to correct... I'm saying that Cuba, our work has Cuba, to be done, I mean... And to do it properly, not only because it's the right thing to do, because it's a mission, to do it properly for it to succeed, these people have to be here, they have to be part of the suggestion, the proposals, and carrying out the work. Thank you. And I hope we get down and make sure it happens.
Thank you very much. PMB members, believe it or not, lunch is on the table as well. I can't quite read this, but it looks like Nida Zha. Nida? Nika?
Oh, Nico
DeMaio? Yeah, oh, Nico DeMaio, of course.
Good afternoon to everybody here. Oh, okay. Okay. I say good afternoon to everybody here.
Thank
and welcome
you.
To Washington, D.C.,
you.
Our guests. From what other people have said so far, it's clear to see the problem of the falling revenue, leave aside the, you know, mismanagement. Somebody has said it, I think it's Gernison, the listeners are not being respected. It's as simple as that. I've been a listener for a long time and a very financially active listener. And what's going on has to stop. Otherwise, You can smell the debt now. It's around the corner. Favoritism has to be eschewed at all costs. Otherwise, I mean it's just ridiculous. Favoritism has to be eschewed. You have to manage this thing professionally, not an old boys network, and not by favoritism, and not from where you come from.
Thank you.
if you discourage people from pledging, you are not going to get any money because you depend on them. And if Pacifica wants to compete with the mainstream mass media, it can't. That area is completely saturated. And it cannot, you know, I mean, we better listen to the mainstream mass media. Pacifica has a niche which is completely thrown, you know, away. And trying to be like the mainstream networks, it's not going to work. It's as simple as that. And you have to reach out to, communities. There are different communities that are listening to, the network. You have to reach out to them. You cannot, do things, the way you want to do it, not caring about any other segment of the society, except for, clique. It's not going to work. I have so much to say. This thing has to be really, please put Pacifica above self-interest and above self, and above favoritism and above cliques, please.
Thank you. Thank you. William.
Hair wagon.
I can never read his writing.
Maybe I need to improve my handwriting, is that it?
I think, well.
Okay. William Hair Wagon, WBAI. I wasn't going to do this this trip, but something happened this morning that just brought me right back to what I said 2 years ago. I introduced it 2 years ago by saying I was very worried when the Bush people wanted to do national identity cards. And I said, I always could travel anywhere I want in this country. Didn't even need ID years ago. Just do anything you want, travel anywhere you want, by foot, by bike, by rail, by plane. Didn't need anything. That led me to realize that there were other people that already can't travel, can't do lots of things, even before 9/11. It all relates to white skin privilege. I'm a white guy. I was allowed to go anywhere. I still am. Cops stopped me and let me go. Somebody else would get a ticket. And this morning I'm listening to I was part of a conversation out in the hall when you were all in executive session. And the gentleman who says he was a spouse of one of the board members, he's in discussing BAI programming, he says to me, well, isn't the only programming on BAI black radical programs? And, I looked at him like, huh? And this is the kind of garbage that the same people that do the lawsuit against Pacifica and BAI, this kind of stuff they've been spewing for years, that there's too much black programming. I mean, it's nonsense. We got a few black hosts. We got a few that are quite outspoken. And some white people that are, sort of pro-black. I think that, racism is alive and well, especially at BAI. We ought to not let this happen. And it seems to be seeping up to the board level, I'm sorry to say. And it's just a plot to take over the world. Okay. I was going to say the network, the stations, one by one. My time is up, but I just wanted to add that the business about there seems to be an anti-employee feeling here. When they talked about health insurance in Texas, it was like, why should they have any? Why should they be special? And then the business about at BAI, we don't need to try to keep employees, so therefore any extra revenue that's approved only stays in surplus.
William, thank you. Next is Kalonji. Kalonji. He or she? Okay. All right, we're going to go on to, Billy Ray said that he wanted to be last, but... Yeah, but somebody added your name, so I'm going to let you go after. Did Kalonji come?
No.
He did not reappear. All right, well, then Serene. Okay. Serene?
Hi, everyone. Normally I try to get the last place, but
in deference to the region we're in, we're going to allow Billy Ray to do it. A couple of things I want to mention. It would be a good practice if board members, local and national, could refrain from attacking staff publicly. Particularly, there is a tendency, a marked tendency, in some quarters to make statements that, unless they really are on another planet, they know are untrue at the time that they make them. So we need to stop that, because there haven't been a lot of staff people from BAI suing the network. We hope it doesn't come to that. You guys need to hold people to a better standard of behavior. Okay? I've mentioned this before. Some of you are new. You may not have heard it, but I'll go back over it. There needs to be better coordination among people who do similar work in the network so that we can support each other and share ideas. So I'd like to see the programming committee was supposed to be, we thought, something that would help with sharing programming, and that hasn't quite worked out. I think in part because employees get burnt by board members so often that their attitude is, keep your distance, except for those who have jumped wholesale in bed with people to do their dirty deals with them. And I don't mean that in a sexual sense. But there really is quite a bit of separation between board members and the staff, which would not be the case. You don't want people believing that every question they're asked is really part of someone's plot to get someone else, which is all too often exactly what it is. You need information, but because of the conduct of some of your colleagues, the information doesn't flow. So you need to put those people in check. Good. Can't read my own handwriting. 30 seconds?
Yes.
I breathed too much. I took bad advice. One thing I say to the kids every day when we go our separate ways is have a great day and make good decisions. So I'm asking you board members to make good decisions. Make decisions that don't necessarily benefit you in terms of who you feel about who's doing what, but decisions that work for the network. That is your job. It's an unpaid job. It's a thankless job. Sometimes it's a torturous job. But it is the job you took. And if you don't want to do it anymore, thank you and goodbye.
Did Kalanji return? Did he return yet?
I have his space.
Excuse me.
He's not here, I said. I have his space.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not done with the list.
He has not returned.
Okay. Billy Ray?
My name is Billy Ray Edwards, and I made, you know, and I don't have, fortunate enough to have the education most folks have in this room, but my education came from Life and Pacifica. I've been in a struggle since 1990. And it has been interesting all the way. The reason I asked to be last is because, like, you know, I'm still trying to figure out who the agents are in this room today. The agents of destruction, that is. Because I have seen the hijacking of Pacifica take place in the 90s because of an issue that dealt with responsibility in programming, period. Pacifica had plausible deniability, but they lost it. They didn't fight for it and that kind of thing, right? And I'm very disturbed about Berkeley's prophecy when all the pieces of the puzzle come together. And the pieces of the puzzle haven't come together because of the election process that took place here in Washington, D.C., that was compromised, and nobody stood up for us here in Washington, D.C., and I don't sit on that board today because of this. And not only that, there's some good people at WPFW, but, you know, during the first hijacking, you know, there were people that supposed to represent the community now sits on this board. And they did not take up my fight or your fight. You wouldn't be here today with the kind of problems that you got today in this election process or whatever. And, you know, I was always told by an old master, listen to what you don't hear. What I haven't heard come out of this body today is the bylaws amendments. I have had no conversation. I haven't heard anything about bylaws revisions or from top-down management. The second hijacking of Pacifica will take over with that top-down management and not protecting my right as a community to have a fair election, you know, the folks in this community. And I say that the hijacking, I want you to take this to mind. The second hijacking of Pacifica starts in D.C. and New York, and it takes place right here with the bylaws decisions that's going to be made. And I say to the people that's listening, don't vote. Keep an open process of electoral and protect your right to vote.
Thank you very much. Okay. I thank the public for their comments. I presume that Kalonji has not returned, so that's the end of public comment. Moving on with our agenda now. And if he does return, I will let him address the group.